William Morrow and Harper Audio present Chasing Cassandra, The Ravenels by Lisa Kleypas, performed by Mary Jane Wells. A note before we begin. For a recipe for Lady Cassandra's afternoon tea scones, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/Chasing Cassandra. Chapter 1. Hampshire, England, June 1876. It had been a mistake to invite himself to the wedding. Not that Tom Severin gave a damn about politeness or etiquette. He liked barging into places where he hadn't been invited, knowing he was too rich for anyone to dare throw him out. But he should have anticipated the Ravenel wedding would be an utter bore, as weddings always were. Nothing but romantic drivel, lukewarm food, and far, far too many flowers. At the ceremony this morning, the tiny estate chapel of Eversby Priory had been stuffed to the rafters, as if the entire Covent Garden flower market had disgorged its contents there. The air had been so thick with perfume that it had given Tom a mild headache. He wandered through the ancient Jacobean manor house, looking for a quiet place to sit and close his eyes. Outside, guests congregated at the front entrance to cheer for the newly married couple as they departed for their honeymoon. With the exception of a few guests, such as Rhys Winterbourne, a Welsh department store owner, this was an aristocratic crowd. That meant the conversation consisted of subjects Tom couldn't give a rat's arse about.